This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Welcome back to the Sovereign Soul Human Design Podcast, the space where the mysteries of being human unfold through the lens of human design and beyond. This isn't just a journey, it's an expedition into the depths of what it means to be truly alive. I'm your host, Tina Leanne, and I'm excited to introduce today's guest. Ada Woodward calls herself the Longevity Diva. Ada has struggled nearly her entire adult life with yo-yo dieting and considered herself a self-confessed junk food junkie and food addict. Her love of all things natural health and healing began in her early 60s when she learned about the amazing powers of doTERRA essential oils. These natural solutions helped her and her family so much that she started sharing them and teaching others about the amazing benefits of essential oils and how they affect the body systems. She went on to study at the Institute of Integrative Nutrition and the T. Colin Campbell Center for Nutrition Studies and has learned how to maintain a healthy weight and vibrant life by eating a whole food plant-based way. She's married to her much younger husband, Terry, has three children and two amazing 15-year-old grandsons. She retired from a career in law enforcement and worked for the state of Utah for over 30 years. She also worked part-time for 15 years with an international weight loss company, helping others with their weight concerns. At the age of 65, Ada became an author, certified yoga instructor, speaker, foot zone therapist, and a level 3 Reiki practitioner. Her favorite quote is from C.S. Lewis, "You are never too old to set a new goal or dream a new dream." Ada is the author of Eat Like Your Life Depends on It, How to Live the Best, Longest, and Healthiest Life the Whole Food Plant-Based Way. The book outlines how and why to eat plant-based and has over 60 delicious and simple recipes using everyday ingredients. Ada is currently coaching women over 40 to live the next 40 years as the best years of their lives through mindset, movement, meals, and more. So let's get started. Enjoy the show. Hi, Ada. Thank you so much for being on the Sovereign Soul Human Design Podcast. It's an honor to have you here.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be here. Honestly, I was so honored when you asked me. I was like, oh, she's asking me.
Oh my gosh. Of course I would. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I met Ada, or we met each other at a networking event, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then you impressed me so much. So you, last year you held, your energy for one, but also, last year you held a retreat, a day, mm-hmm. It was a 1-day retreat, and you had texted me and invited me to your retreat. And I think I replied back, like, I'll just think about it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know about this. I'll just think about it. In my mind, I was thinking, well, I don't really need to go to a retreat, you know?
Yeah.
And then you had replied back and you said, this would be a really good networking opportunity for you. And I thought, well, how awesome is that? I mean, like, this is such a good example of women helping other women rise. Like, you're rising as a leader and like holding out your hand and like, come with me and come to this event and meet all these women that are into the things that you're into and get to know these women. And I thought that was really cool. So I just wanted to acknowledge you for that.
Well,
for
being.
Yeah, that was really neat. And then also we met a few times, like in person. When you see Ada in person, will you share your age with us?
Yes, I'm 68.
And she moves around like she's 30. And so, and now Ada's going to share her story with us. And part of that is losing, she was in law enforcement, lost a ton of weight, and came into the health and wellness world in her 60s. And so, Ada, do you want to introduce yourself and tell us that whole story? Because it's just amazing.
Well, first of all, yes, I haven't always been the person that I am today. I grew up in a family of red, not red, redneck. I'm thinking blue collar, kind of a lower income family environment where we didn't have a lot and we never really had goals. Neither one of my parents graduated high school. And so for me, graduating high school was like a big event, right? So I never was encouraged to go to college or set goals or extend my education or so I just went to work right after high school and I met and married a guy that was the first guy that told me I was special. I married him and moved to Utah. I'm originally from the state of Maine and I was only 20 years old when I moved to Utah. So I've lived here longer than I've lived anywhere. And I was not prepared for what I was to be dealing with when I got here. I had no idea what the environment was like. Weather-wise, it was like beautiful compared to Maine, but I meant like the social part of it. I just didn't fit in at all. So I really struggled for most of my adult life feeling like I fit in. So it re and not only that with my name, which is AIDA, not everybody can pronounce it and not everybody can spell it. I always felt like the odd person out. I didn't wear the right clothes. I didn't wear the right makeup. I didn't have money to get my hair done. I mean, it was just a really interesting time of my life. So I've kind of always lived in that scarcity mindset. And now, my biggest thing is mindset, because if you don't have your mind in the right place, you're pretty much doomed from the start, the get-go. But so I married that guy, moved to Utah, had a job. I worked for the state of Utah for years in secretarial jobs. I worked as a secretary for over 20 years, and I fell into law enforcement. But that didn't happen until I was on my third marriage. Actually, I was not engaged yet, but had a boyfriend that was also in law enforcement. And when we met, I had already applied to become a correctional officer with the state of Utah's Department of Corrections. And when I did that, it was amazing because he helped me, he supported me, he helped me study for all the questions on the tests, you know, so that was really cool. And I did that as a correctional officer for about 3.5 to 4 years. And the reason that I decided to take that job is because at the time I was working as a secretary and getting divorced from my second husband, and I was making $6.43 an hour as a secretary. I know, right? But this was a long time ago. And it was not good money at all. And I knew if I went and became a correctional officer, I would be doing similar work. But while I was on duty, I'd be carrying a gun and a badge. And I'd be making $11 and something an hour. And that was the money that motivated me more than anything. And there were other people that were doing it. And I thought, if she can do it, I can do it. That has always been my biggest motivator in life because I always felt like I didn't ever have support, but I always knew in my heart that I had more to give than what had been ever expected of me. So I did that job. I loved being a correctional officer because I did a lot of secretarial type work, was a lot of paperwork. And I would go out and do what we called home visits on probationers and people who were on parole from the prison. And I would have to go out with a correction with a probation and parole officer. After doing that for a few years, I thought, you know, the money's pretty good being a probation and parole officer. I think I'm going to apply for that too. And that's when I went through the police academy at the age of 42. What's interesting is when I went through both the corrections academy and the peace officer standards and training academy, which is what all police officers go through, it's called POST. I was heavy. I was out of shape. I didn't eat well. My mind wasn't in the right place. I hadn't been to school in years. I had no idea how to calculate a cosine. And I had to learn accident reconstruction. I had to do all the physical fitness of it. There was a lot to be learned, but I did it and I passed everything. And I was so fortunate, and I did way better on the physical fitness than I ever could have imagined. And I was the oldest in my class at 42, because all these kids were like right out of college, right? There were kids in there that were 20 years old that were going through to be cops in various departments throughout the state of Utah. But I passed and I became a probation and parole officer, and I did that for less than 20 years, but because of my previous experience and working for the department and as a correctional officer, I still was able to retire with a 20 plus year retirement. So that was amazing. I retired, not graduated, 10 years ago. But those first 3 years, I really struggled. I had worked part time because in 2002, I had lost weight with Weight Watchers. Was after the Olympics when they came to Utah, because I remember getting really heavy because the place where I worked was indoors and they had snacks everywhere. So, and I worked the swing shift, which means you go in like around 3 and get off about 1 in the morning or something like that. And I was bored, so I ate lots of junk and it was not healthy and I got very heavy. But right after that, I went to Weight Watchers. I lost some weight. I got healthy. I started working there part time. So after retirement, I had my part time job, but that's all I had. And I ended up getting sick. I don't know if you've heard this
I
story.
have not heard this story.
Okay,
Oh, I'm loving this because I also you haven't heard this much detail before. So this is great. I love
Okay,
this.
yes, I ended up getting very sick. And people that knew me were like, oh my gosh, are you okay? And I went to my regular family doctor, and they didn't really know what was going on. She gave me prescription after prescription. I went through 3 rounds of antibiotics and 2 rounds of steroids within about a 2 to 3 month period. And she finally sent me to an ENT because I felt like I couldn't breathe. And they did a scan of my sinuses, and the ENT doctor at the follow-up basically said there was nothing wrong with me. And I had, in the meantime, been diagnosed with mono Epstein-Barr virus, which is, not fun when you have a mono flare-up.
No.
Have you had it?
So sick. No, I
Okay.
haven't. I've had strep throat, really,
Okay.
really heavy strep throat, which is similar-ish to that,
And I
yeah.
used to get strep all the time as a teenager. So I just have that going on. And I still have my tonsils too. Never had my tonsils out. But anyway, so I was so depressed when I left that ENT's office. I was crying and I came home and I thought, I'm going to research natural remedies and solutions for mono. And I found one article by a female doctor that said that she had had good results with high doses of vitamin C. I remembered hearing about these things called Myers cocktail. Remember
Yes,
those?
yes, yes,
Okay.
yes.
So you can get them intravenously. It's basically a cocktail of vitamins, and that
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
That particular doctor that I found locally, you would sit there with this giant like syringe and do it yourself. Now I go to a place where I just hook up with the IVs and I love it. It really does help. And I have a friend that actually has a franchise at Prime IV. But so I ended up seeing this new doctor. She's a functional. She will not give you a prescription unless it's absolutely necessary, but does recommend herbal supplements and other things that help you that she knows about that not everybody knows about. So that's the doctor I still go to. So during the time of me recovering from the mono and getting better, I had been going under a lot of stress. I was having some issues with my children. I mean, that when you have kids, I mean, you never stop worrying. When you're a mom, that never goes away. And I understand that. Even my mom still worries about me. Here I am, 68 years old, and my mom's worried about me.
My mom checks in every morning with me.
Oh my gosh. It kind of drives you crazy a little bit, but you know, that's the way the mothers are. Anyway, so I was having some stress, and she goes, you know, you should try a grounding oil. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's an essential oil. She says, I'm not really sure where you could get one, but you should try essential oils and see if that helps. Well, I didn't know anything about essential oils. And I came home and told my husband, and he ordered some cheap oils on Amazon. And actually, he got me one that was a doTERRA one that's called Past Tense. And at that time, it was in a roller bottle. And I didn't know what to do with that. And somebody says, oh, put that on your feet. It'll help you sleep at night. Well, what's interesting is now my friends that have done doTERRA for many years have never even heard of that, but it really works. And I've shared it with other people too. So, you know, past tense is just a tension taming type deal. But one day I was working at Weight Watchers, and it was Saturday morning, and I was weighing this young woman in, and she had this beautiful aroma, and I didn't know what it was. And I asked her, I said, are you wearing essential oils? And she goes, yeah, I sell it. Well, the next thing you know, she invited me to a class to learn about oils. And I go there not feeling really well. I kind of had a stomach ache. And I don't know why. I'm just really talkative when it comes to my issues, I guess. I'm just an open book. So I said, I kind of have a stomach ache. And she gave me some Digestin and put it in a bottle of water. And I drank it, and it was kind of strong tasting. You know, it's, I don't know if you've ever tried that digestive blend. But within a few minutes, she goes, how's your stomach? And I go, oh my gosh, I'm feeling better. And then before you know it, I was like having a hot flash all of a sudden. Now, bear in mind, I was a Weight Watcher employee, but I still struggled with my weight and I struggled with my health. Because once you reach lifetime membership in Weight Watchers, doesn't mean all your problems are gone. It just means you lost the weight one time. It doesn't mean you can keep it off. So she put some peppermint oil on my neck, and it was like that. It was gone instantly. The hot flash was just stinking gone. I don't even get hot flashes now that I've changed a lot of my lifestyle, but that's kind of coming into the story here.
Good, because I want to hit on that for sure.
Yeah. So I ordered a ton of oils. I had no intention of getting involved. I started selling them. I started having little parties at my house and sharing them with people. We'd make roller bottles and make and takes. And I'd be explaining to people how body systems were working. And I hated science in school. I was not a science nerd. I never liked science. I thought it was stupid. But now I'm really getting into it because of all of the cool stuff that it does. And I had no idea of how the body systems work, about anatomy, about any of our physiology, any of that. But I'm learning and I'm soaking it all up and sharing it with everybody that I love. And even my mom, who is really like not into holistic stuff at all. She would be using the peppermint. It's like her jack of all trades oil. She uses it for everything. Itching, pain, stomach ache, you name it. It's good for fevers, all the things. So after a couple of years, I had somebody say, "You know, I think you should be a health coach." And I'm like, "No, I'm too old for that. I'm past 60. I'm not going to do that. Nobody's going to listen to me. I can't, I'm just not going to do that. That's dumb." But about a year later, it just kept weighing on me and coming back to me. I got to do this health coach thing. I was laying in bed one night and I'm like, I think I want to become a health coach, but I have to go through this school and I really don't know. And he goes, "Honey, any education is better than nothing." And that's all I needed to hear. And if I'd only had that when I was younger, who knows where my life would have gone. But it's okay because I'm on the path I'm supposed to be on, right?
Yes.
I believe that for sure. But I started school. It was a year-long program. It was all online during COVID. And about that same time, something told me that I needed to go plant-based. And I had my husband's like, "Fine, but I'm not going to do it." But he ended up doing it because he loved the food that I cooked and ate everything and didn't complain. It tasted good. He was hungry. I mean, when he was hungry, he got satisfied, all the things. So, and I'm really excited about that because he really loves plant-based food.
That's one thing people worry about going plant-based, right? That it's not going to taste good. That's going to be bland. It's not going to fill them up. Those are all concerns
Well,
until you
that's yeah, well, we can
move
talk
it.
about that later too,
Yeah,
and some of the stuff I have going on because it really is about the spices and
it
the
totally is. So
flavorings.
that's I love that because that is a concern of many people is
Yes, for sure.
the flavor and is it going to fill me up? So
Yes,
yeah,
yeah.
that's cool that your husband also had that and then moved through it. And yes, yeah,
Yes.
well, I want to hit on that more.
So during that COVID time when everybody was like freaking out, I was doing yoga. I was eating plants. I was doing my essential oils and I was learning and I made new friends online through my school. One of them is a very dear friend of mine in Canada now that I actually went and saw this past summer.
Oh, cool.
And everybody's younger than me. And I'm just like, I love this. This is awesome because I feel good. I don't have the same problems that a lot of people my age have. I have really good cholesterol. My blood pressure is amazing. I have no issues with type 2 diabetes, which is a whole nother story. My dad's side of the family, they all have it. And he had nine kids in his family, and they all had it. Her mother had it, his mother had it, her mother had it. It's really bad in that whole genealogy thing. So, and then I also had gestational diabetes with my last pregnancy. I was 35 at the time, and I talk about that in my new book that's going to be coming out soon.
Writing another one, I was wondering.
Yes, it's in editing right now, and then it's going to go to the formatter probably in the next week or so. Anyway, and I could talk more about that too. So, becoming a health coach, I loved it. I loved everything about it. I went through yoga teacher training at the age of 65. Then I became a foot zoner because I had been going to a friend who did foot zoning and I really loved it. But I really did it because I wanted to help people that I knew could be helped. And now that I foot zone, I have these amazing people that come and they just leave so happy. It just really warms my heart. Actually, my friend Beverly, who you may have remembered from the retreat that you came to, little short Beverly with the short gray hair, she came
She's
yesterday and
awesome.
was, she goes, "I'm really hurting today. I don't feel good, blah, blah, blah." When she left, she was almost in tears, and I was almost in tears because she said, "I feel so much better. Thank you so much. Because all I do is I just work on the feet." I don't know if you're familiar with foot zoning. Did you ever come to get one?
I have not, I haven't come to you for that. I need to do that. I did an exchange with a woman just a few, like 6 months ago, for a human design reading, and she did a foot zoning for me, and it was a really cool experience.
Mm-hmm. They are. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. I try to make it as energy as, because I also got my Reiki certification this year. So I try to incorporate my Reiki in, my zoning. I do my oils with it. I do all the things, the music, everything. I try to make it the best experience possible.
Yeah, I'll have to book a session. That sounds
amazing. Yes, for sure. So I've got all these things going on. Plus, I'm writing this new book. But yeah, this is my life now. I'm driven by getting the word out there that you don't have to be sick. You don't have to be heavy. You can still eat in abundance with delicious, flavorful foods that are going to nourish your body, give you all the vitamins and the fiber, the phytonutrients, the all the colors of the rainbow foods that have all those beautiful protective antioxidants. It's so powerful. It's so powerful.
Yeah. And you're like a walking billboard for what can be, I'm not kidding, for all of you who live in Salt Lake City, Utah, in the metro area or surrounding areas, book a session with Ada just to be around her energy. I mean, I'm not kidding when I say you're like you move around like a 30-year-old. Your energy is so vibrant and you have so much life force and so much vitality. And so kudos to you for following the breadcrumbs, for one, for saying yes to all of that, because you could have easily said no and been like, I'm too old for that. I'm retired. Mm-hmm, I'm just going to hang back and, I'm just going to live my life and this. And you keep saying yes to all this stuff. And also you not only do it for yourself and family and the people that you love, but talk about, cause I've seen you on TV. You've got a book, another book coming out. I don't even know. You've been on several podcasts. I see you all over the place on social media. So tell us about all of that. What is your mission and vision for this? Okay. And where are you going? Mm-hmm. What's next? Okay. There's still more in there.
My goal is to get out there and reach as many people as possible in the name of good health. Like you said, I'm working on my next book. I have my current book out that's called Eat Like Your Life Depends on It. It's how to go whole food, plant-based without any cooking oils. And people are like, but you need fat. Well, you get plenty of fat.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You can get fat from a lot of different foods. You don't have to eat oils. Oils are processed. They're not, especially seed oils. You've probably heard that before.
Yeah, I have.
So the book is a self-explanatory, simple to read. I've made it so there's not a ton of scientific stuff in it, but I have references you can go to for people if you're into that stuff. If you're really into the science and want to read all the data and all the reports and everything, there's leads and information in the book on how to find that information. But what I've done is I've condensed all the right stuff that people just need to know on a day-to-day basis to help them improve their health through high fiber, low fat, highly delicious, highly flavorful, Good foods. And the recipes are foods that you can make from everyday ingredients from your regular grocery store. You don't have to buy weird foods at
Yeah,
all.
good.
There's
And
no reason.
the recipes are in the book.
Correct. Yes.
Cool. Okay.
There's over 60 recipes. There's
Oh, nice.
everything you could, tons of soups and salads, main dishes, hummus, muffins, all the things. My favorite and number one recipe in here is called the Big Salad. And basically, that is my personal method of eating. I prefer to eat a big salad every day. I have these big blue bowls. And if you go onto my Instagram or my Facebook, you'll see pictures of my salads. And by the way, May is salad month. It is like National Salad Month or something like that. But so
I
I've
did
been posting a
not
little bit
know
about that. So yeah, I
that.
have these great big bowls that are literally bigger than my head. And I fill them very high, first with a base of all my mixed greens. And then I put all the colorful foods on top. And I make my own salad dressings without oil, and the recipes are in the book. My favorite recipe, this is so simple, half Dijon mustard and half white vinegar. And I like to buy these flavored vinegars that are available. And then you add a little bit of garlic powder and a little bit of Italian seasoning, and you can whisk it or put it in a jar and shake it up. And it makes a beautiful salad dressing. You don't even know there's oil in it, and you do not feel deprived whatsoever.
That sounds
It
delicious.
is quite flavorful. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good. And I have eaten your food at your at that retreat that you held, and it's delicious. Yeah.
Another book that I have out, if you don't mind me sharing, is
Yes,
the one that
share all the
you got a
things.
copy of this, and I only wrote this book for that retreat, but I changed the name and I've gone in and done some other things. And it's called Keep Calm and Journal On. It's a beginner's guide for journaling, affirmations, and manifesting. So I've been really into manifesting, and I believe that affirmations work because whatever you tell yourself will happen, whether it's good or bad, right? So you get what you think about, whether you want it or not. So it's
Yeah.
best to be thinking about the things that you do want instead of the things that you don't.
Yes. Can you give everybody, because affirmations, there are a few tips and tricks that one can use to make sure that the affirmations are on track with each, because they're unique per individual, right? Can you give
Right.
us some tips and tricks on how to create affirmations just specifically for ourselves?
Yeah. Well, basically what I do is if there's something in particular that I'm working on for myself personally, and this is part of my self-care routine are these affirmations. And self-care is a whole nother conversation, right? But affirmations are positive statements that you tell yourself that are things that you want to happen in your life. For example, I remember my little girl when she was in grade school, her teacher sent her home with some affirmations because she had trouble studying and doing her schoolwork. So this works for even little children. I am a good student. I strive every day to do my best in school. And other positive things. And so, what happens is when you start telling yourself these positive things, your brain starts to basically seek out the opportunities for those things to actually come to fruition. So, if you're constantly living in a state of, I'm not good enough, I'll never be able to do this, you're right, you probably won't. One of my favorite things to tell people is whatever you believe is what, see, either you think you can or you think you can't, you're right either way. So it's all in the mindset. And
Very
that's
true.
another huge part of my next book that's coming out soon, is
So,
mindset.
okay. And so, did you find, because I found this to be true, I'm wondering if you did too. As I went through my healing journey in mind, body, spirit, and soul, emotional, all of it, my thoughts kind of automatically were changing too.
Oh, yes.
So, I say the affirmation still to this day, I still do it. But I found that the healthier my body got, the less negative thoughts I had. It was kind of an autumn, it kind of all rolled together into one. It was pretty interesting.
That is so true. And I found the same thing to happen to me. And I think I talk about this in my next book too, if I remember correctly. So it changes the chemicals in your brain. It changes your blood flow. When your blood flow is working better, you're going to think better. You're going to have better memory. You're going to have better thoughts. You're going to have better feelings. Everything changes. I even put out a request in one of my groups, one of my plant-based groups. I said, did you notice a change in your moods? And I had like five or six women message me saying, oh my gosh, I could have never made it through COVID if I hadn't gone plant-based, because my whole moods and attitudes transformed. Everything got easier. I started just feeling better automatically. And that's exactly what happened to me. And I say this over and over. One day I was making my bed after going plant-based. And this was like just about the time that COVID was going really bad. I think we were on lockdown. And I was singing. And I'm like, what the heck am I singing for? And I was like, I mean, I just was in a good mood for some reason. You know, when you feel good, you feel better all over. And it's not just your physical body. It's your emotional body as well.
It's amazing, isn't it? That's funny that you said that, because that happened to me too. Same kind of thing. I was making my bed and I found myself like, I love my life. I love being alive so much. I'm walking around my bed like, I love my life. And then I stopped and I was like, holy crap. That's like, that's a huge thought change compared to 10 years ago.
I know.
Amazing.
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
It feels so good.
I just want to put this word out there too, because I know, because I was a mom of three kids and I worked full time. We had homework. We had bath time. We had bedtime. We had soccer. We had baseball. We had it all. Gymnastics, volleyball, running up and down the valley, taking them to private school. Just my life was just chaotic. By the time I got to bed at night, it was all I could do to just, you know, to decompress. But I want to tell the younger folks out there that are going through that right now, it gets so much better later in life. It really does. So this is the time to start with the self-care.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure you're feeding your body properly. I was the junk food junkie. I still struggle with junk food, but I don't do it as much as I used to. I used to go to Maverick, which is a local convenience store, get a large Diet Coke, diet, mind you. And they used to have a frozen yogurt machine that was fat-free frozen yogurt. And I would get it and I'd make the biggest one I could. And then I'd get up to the counter and they had these great big, almost as big as your head, cinnamon rolls. And I would find the one with the most cream cheese on it. And I did this almost every day.
Oh, wow.
I always did it by myself. And I never told anyone until recently.
Wow.
I don't even remember the last time I went into a Maverick.
Yeah. Wow. That's a big change. So let's move into, because that there's a lot there, right? It happens in the body when you're eating sugar and versus plant-based. And you touched on this a little bit in the beginning. Can we talk about menopause?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for saying that to the younger generations out there. Because you're right. The sooner you can incorporate, and yes, life is busy, incorporate anything you can, the sooner the better, right? And then later in life, the menopause, let's talk about that.
My favorite tip for menopausal women, start eating more fiber. What happens is the fiber flushes out that excess estrogen and those hormones that are like people that have PCOS. polycystic ovary syndrome, or what is that one that you get where you get the growths in your gut? And my mind's gone blank. My daughter actually has it, but it's a very painful condition that women get. And it's, you need to increase your fiber. And this is not your grandma's fiber, not that orange stuff.
I was just going to ask.
No.
Fiber. Yeah. Give us some examples.
Make fiber the star of your plate. All the fruits, vegetables, beans, grains, nuts, and seeds. And really watch it on the nuts and seeds if you're trying to lose weight, because you can get carried away with those. I know I can.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I want to lose a couple pounds, like if I've been eating way too much peanut butter or almonds or walnuts or whatever, the weight just goes right up. Mm-hmm. So I have to like just chill out a bit for it. It's hard because I love that stuff, you know, and I don't eat the peanut butter with the sugar. I eat the natural organic mm-hmm. peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. It's good. So for the lentils, legumes, is there a specific way to prepare them that's better
yes.
for your body? Okay.
Yes. And I talk about that in my new book as well.
Oh, good.
Because so many people struggle with the excess gastric issues with the sugar, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's a couple tips. First of all, you need to only eat one kind of bean at a time. If you're really super sensitive, start with a white bean, like a navy bean, a cannellini, something like that, because those are the calmer beans. But every single bean has a different nutritive content in it that's going to affect your gut microbiome differently. So you're going to start out, if you're really sensitive, with maybe a tablespoon of beans at a time.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Mm.
And here's another tip. Chew them very well. What happens as we age, we lose our ability to digest food very well. That's why older people have a lot of heartburn and gas and other problems gastric-wise, because they don't chew their food and allow that saliva to mix in, and that's the beginning of the digestive process. And this is very hard because we live in such a fast-paced world. We're always in a hurry. We're not thinking as we eat, and that's another mindset thing. You have to eat your food mindfully. So there's just a couple of quick, easy tips for eating beans. Once you've conquered one type of bean, you can move on to another. Once you can eat a half a cup of white beans and not have a problem, you can move on to another kind. Every bean affects different people differently. I used to struggle with garbanzo beans. Mm. They would gas me up like crazy. But I'll tell you what, when you clean up your diet, it makes a big difference. Because your gut, all the stuff that's going on in there, it's affected by all the junk you eat. And all that junk we eat is not providing nutrition. So it's important to really focus mindfully on nutritious foods, things that are going to give you the fiber, all of the good water that's in those, all the nutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, all of it.
That's amazing. Okay. So if there's, and I'll ask the question and you can choose whether you want to answer it or not, because maybe there isn't a good answer for it. But if you were to tell people, if you were to give advice on one thing to stay away from that would drastically change their health, what would it be?
Sugar.
Yeah.
Sugar, without a doubt.
Yeah.
We eat way more sugar than we need to. And one of my favorite tips is avoiding those aisles in the middle of the grocery store. Anything that's packaged, unless it's like a can of beans or a package of pasta or some rice, a bag of rice or something, you kind of want to read those labels really, really well. Even the ones that say healthy, 5 grams of this or good source of protein. You
All
got
natural, organic. Yeah, read labels.
gluten free. Oh my gosh, just because it's gluten free and organic does not mean it's good for you, because what they're going to do is they're going to take out all the good stuff and put in some crap like sugar. So it's important to really, really read the labels. And it is an art form to read a label. You're not just going to read the nutrition information, which is helpful. Going to look at the calories, you're going to look at the fat, you're going to look at the fiber and protein. I don't worry about the carbs too much. To be honest with you, I am a very, very high five ga high carb eater. But that's the way it is with the particular way I eat, because I don't eat a lot of fat. You need to read the ingredients.
Yes.
It's smart to buy foods that are ingredients, not have ingredients.
Oh, I like the way you stated that. Yes, I like that.
Yes, if it's got a lot of ingredients, and especially if it has something you can't pronounce, you probably don't want to be eating it.
Yeah, I always say stay away from the science experiments and just
Oh,
eat food that has food in it. Yeah, that's cool.
exactly.
I like that.
Yes, our bodies are science experiments. It's amazing what the human body is capable of doing, and it can heal itself with proper nutrition, proper rest, and proper movement.
Yes. And so with that, can you lead us into your self-care
Yes,
regimen?
absolutely. Well, for me, I enjoy my time out. I have my personal self-care regimen. Lately, I'm on this new kick where I'm using castor oil on my face as an experiment.
I started doing that recently too. I just heard about that a few months ago.
So I decided the month of May, the whole month, twice a day, I'm going to wash my face and really massage it twice a day. And then I'm going to put castor oil on it and nothing else. I'm not going to use sunscreen. I'm not going to use any other moisturizers. And I look at the mirror, and once in a while I go, I think it's working already. It's only been 10 days, but I think it's working already. It supposedly got these amazing benefits
It
of
does.
reducing lines and reducing brown spots and all the things that we suffer with aging, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's my first self-care routine. My second self-care routine is journaling, which is really good, helpful thing to do, because that makes you sit down and relax. About 3 o'clock most days, I fix myself a cup of herbal tea. And I make myself sit down, no matter how busy I am, meditate with my tea. If it's a beautiful day, I'll sit in the sun. 10, 15 minutes, doesn't have to be a long time. Meditation is another huge one that I'm a proponent of. Not perfect all the time at it, but I have to tell you, it is hugely beneficial. And if you're meditating even 5 minutes a day, you'll notice a difference in how you feel. So
Yeah, that's amazing. All right. And then tell everybody where to find you, because there's all the places.
Oh yes. So I have a public Facebook page. So you can just friend me. If you're friends with Tina, I'll know that it's you. You're safe to have as a friend. I sometimes, if somebody looks a little fishy, I will always accept it. But you can always look at my Facebook page. I am Ada Woodward, AIDA. Woodward is 2 Ds, Woodward. I'm on Instagram as Longevity Diva.
I
That's
love that.
kind of a new thing. I wasn't really sure about it. I've had people say, "Ew, you're a diva. What does that mean?" I think it's a woman that's, she knows what she wants. She knows what she's going to go after. She
Yep.
knows how to take care of herself. She's got it going on, and I want to be that girl. So Longevity Diva, and then my website is turntohealth.guru, Guru. Not .com, not .net, it's Guru. And that only because it was what was available at Turn to Health. So that's what I chose for my domain.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
And I've got a freebie on there. And there's information on how to contact me. There's information on my book. There's also information on my plant-based program. That's a 5-week quick start to plant-based living. It is amazing and simple and very reasonably priced. So I encourage you to go to my website, check it out, see what you think.
Is the 5-week thing, is that live?
It is a Zoom, emailing. Online. You get 4 emails a week. You get two emails with lessons, a day off, and 2 more emails and 2 days off. So it's 4 emails within 7 days for 5 weeks. The first week is a get ready. This is what we're going to do. We've got handouts. We've got lessons. We've got videos. All the information you need to know about what to buy, what to eat, how to meal plan, how to go out to eat, how to deal with family members. Yeah, I try to incorporate as much as I can into that.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, and lots and lots of handouts, including a PDF of my current book, Eat Like Your Life Depends on It.
Cool.
Yep.
That's amazing. All right, and I'll put all the links in the show notes.
Great.
Is there anything that you'd like to share that we didn't hit on?
My new book.
Yeah. What's the name of it?
Right now, the working title is Age with Vitality.
Oh, I like that.
Age with Vitality, using mindset, movement, meals, and there's 40 tips on modalities to help you feel better as you age.
Oh, wow. That is all encompassing.
It is. It starts with acupuncture and ends with volunteering. I cover a ton of stuff.
Wow.
Everything you can possibly imagine.
That's so cool. Okay. You said it's in the process, editing process right now. And when are you thinking it's going to be launched?
I'm hoping within the month. I'm hoping.
Oh, that fast.
Yeah. I'm hoping before the end of June. It shouldn't take long once I get the formatter. I did a great job on this book already. I probably didn't even need to hire an editor or a formatter, but I did. And I'm like, I want this to be, doesn't have to be a bestseller. But I want it to be a great seller, and I want it to reach the right people at the right time. And this book is really for anyone that's looking to improve their health. It doesn't matter if you're 25, 45, 75, you can learn something from this book. So that'll be available on Amazon when it comes out. And I will be putting that on my website as well. And of course, I'll be posting it everywhere.
Yeah,
I also have a YouTube channel, but I don't have a ton on there, but I'm planning on getting that going soon. So if anybody's interested in checking that out, it's also Longevity Diva on YouTube. And there's a few things on there, but I will be hopefully adding more to that shortly. And just trying to get the word about it, all the things, head to toe, body, mind, and soul.
Cool. I love it, Ada. I love you too. Thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. I enjoyed this.
So good to talk to you.
You know, it's always fun to talk about my passion.
Yes. And it's such a good, it fits you so well.
Thank you.
I mean, and your personality and the way you approach it too, I love also, because you're not cramming it down anybody's throat. You're living it. And then you're just telling people what you've done.
Right. And you want me to tell you one of the drawbacks?
Sure.
Finding younger friends.
I'm younger.
I know. Most of the people my age are too old for me.
Yes. Well, and you know what? Keep hanging around with the young people, because then you'll stay younger at heart, right?
I hope so. Yeah. They make me feel good. They make me feel good. They make me feel welcome and accepted. And that's what's important to me is, and I love sharing my crone info.
Yeah.
Technically, like, you know, I'm a sage or a crone or whatever.
Yeah, you are. Yes. And also, I mean, age, I don't know. I've got friends who are 18 to 78.
Yeah.
You know, it's like age doesn't even matter anymore.
I know. I have a couple of good friends that are in their 80s, and I'm they're amazing, amazing women.
So fun.
So much to provide the world, offer, and still, you know. Just because you're a certain number doesn't mean life has to come to an end. And that's That's a huge thing.
Yes, I completely agree.
Yes.
Heartedly.
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Head over to the show notes to learn more about where you can follow Ada and purchase her book, Eat Like Your Life Depends on It.